Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Side Hustle School listeners, friends, community, welcome to something special. This is an extended episode, our 11th extended cut. Once a month, I do a longer episode focused on a specific topic. This topic usually comes from you, the listeners. I try to pay attention to what people ask me about in emails and just all kinds of feedback that I get, and also the Side Hustle Tour that I've been doing all across North America and beyond. This extended cut is going to focus on lessons in podcasting. Like, what have I actually learned doing 325 podcast episodes so far? If you're interested in podcasting, or you're thinking about doing it as a side hustle, or if you're just curious about how this world works, then this might be helpful to you. Now, just a quick little recap. We've had 10 extended episodes before this one. I'm not going to go through all of them. There's been one a month. Just to pull out a few highlights through these episodes, which are all free and archived. You can listen to them whenever you want. You can learn to build a website in 90 minutes. You can get a simple marketing plan. You can go behind the scenes of $1 million Etsy shop. Learn about pricing your product or service, how to recover from a side hustle disaster, how to get a book deal, all kinds of stuff. And the links to all of those are at sidehustleschool.com/extended, E-X-T-E-N-D-E-D. And we're going to jump straight into today's episode, which includes those lessons from me, a couple stories, but also at the end, we're going to call up the hardworking Side Hustle School producer, AC Valdez in Washington, D.C., to get some tips from him as well. I asked him to share his top three tips for new podcasters. So let's say a big thank you to this episode's sponsor, which allows the whole thing to be free to you. Just love this model. We can have like one little sponsor message and all the content is free for everyone. And then we'll talk about podcasting.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. So first of all, why podcasting? Well, I realize some people who are listening to this podcast are already completely sold on the world of podcasts. But just from the perspective of getting your message out and reaching people and cultivating a community or building a brand or selling a product or service or all three of those things, podcasting really is an incredible medium. And I say that as a new entrant to this world. Like, I started this show January 1, 2017. I remember listening to my first podcast in the summer of 2006 when I was actually living in Ghana, West Africa. I would go for a run on the beach and listen to this podcast called The Accidental Creative by Todd Henry, which is still out now. How about that? Like more than 10 years later. So obviously I was a late entrant here, but I also think I've gained a lot of experience because there's so many episodes of the show so far. Like, we've done more than 300 episodes. I know I've still got a lot to learn, but what I do know is that podcasting truly can help you reach a lot of people you wouldn't otherwise reach. And that is true even if you've been blogging or Facebooking or YouTubing or doing something else for a while. It really is a unique medium that reaches different people. I'm doing this big side hustle book tour now. Last year, I did a different tour for my previous book. And even though last year's tour was good too, I can see a totally different energy. It's great to have new people combined with, you know, people who've been following for a while. It's just brought more life to everything I do. And also, I think it's a very intimate medium. Podcasting allows for this close connection between a host and a listener in a way that no other medium does. And if you haven't been blogging for a while, if you don't have a big social media profile, you're just like, okay, here I'm beginning this journey. Well, why not start with a medium that continues to be on the rise? You don't have to jump into podcasting much later in your side hustle journey or your alternative work journey or whatever it is, like I did. You could just do it right now. So what is my number one tip? My number one tip is before beginning your podcast, prepare carefully and really think about what the purpose of your show is, who it's for, what your desired outcome is. Like if people are going to give you their attention, which is valuable, what are you going to do with it? And how are you going to make that investment of their time worthwhile? So in my case, I started Side Hustle School, you know, January 1, but last summer I started working on it. It was basically a 5-month process of really thinking through, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to tell these stories? And what do I really hope to leave people with? And I had to learn a lot. I mean, I had to learn a lot about the mechanics of it. I had to think about the content and the flow, which I'll talk about in a moment. Really had to practice a lot because it didn't come naturally to me. But I knew there was this audience of people I wanted to reach. And that group of people was anyone who loved the idea of creating more than one source of income, like diversifying their income, creating more options for their life, but didn't resonate with this whole message of like, quit your job tomorrow and become an entrepreneur, which is so prevalent elsewhere. And a lot of people respond to that message, but a lot of people don't. So right from the beginning, I wanted to say, I'm making this show for people with jobs, people who are busy, people who don't want to take a lot of risk, but are willing to invest in themselves. They believe in self-improvement. They want more control and ownership over their life. They just need to know how to do it. They need to know it's possible. They need to know different ways. They need to know strategies, tools, tactics, resources, and I can give that to them. So for you, what is your mission if you're going to start a podcast? And what are you going to do? And how are you going to help those people? As part of that, it may be very helpful for you to identify your first, let's say, 9 to 12 episodes. If you're going to do like a weekly show, if you did 12 episodes, that would be 3 months worth of content. And if you can identify like a title, a couple sentences of description, maybe a one sentence outcome, then you still got a lot of work to do, but you have a roadmap. And I think that's really helpful. That can kind of guide you through the process of like, how do I do all the other stuff? You'll also want to record some draft episodes. I'll talk about the mechanics and audio production in a second, but you just want to kind of practice. You want to make like at least 3 or 4 episodes, just getting comfortable with how the process works. If you're doing an interview show, recruit your friends to be part of that process. It might seem a little bit awkward, but probably better to seem awkward with your friends than with a stranger if you start doing interviews later. And the only way to get better ultimately at this is to do it, right? So you can at least start with recording some draft episodes. I think I did about 3 of them for Side Hustle School, but I did like 4 or 5 different versions of those 3. So it was an iterative process where I would make one, I would listen back to it, and I would say, you know, I wasn't doing a great job with that. I needed more detail there. I was rambling too much there. I need to have more range in my voice, you know, at certain points. All that kind of stuff. And I got feedback from other people as well. And then last on the preparation, you might want to think about all the other stuff that relates to the podcast that you need to make. And don't get overwhelmed here, but like there's probably some other things. If you don't have a website already, you definitely want one because I think it's important to bring people back and forth. And that's why on the show, I'm always directing people to the show notes or to other resources on the site. So it's great if you can also have at least one other means of connecting with people. You may want to think about episode pages, you know, content or descriptions, maybe transcripts from each episode. Or show notes, as they're called. Number one thing is, before you actually start your podcast, spend some time on the front end really thinking about it. I think that's going to make things much easier later on. All right, so let's talk about mechanics, audio production, content, and business stuff. And I'll begin with the easy part, at least for me. The mechanics of making a podcast are really not that complicated. You really need very little gear. Assuming you already have a computer, you could spend less than $500 and have a good microphone and everything else you need to get going. So on the show notes page, sidehustleschool.com/extended, I'll include links to all the different equipment I use, which is just a few items. If you want to see the same microphone I use, it's called the Shure SM7B. It costs about $400. You also need a direct box, which connects your microphone to your computer, a couple of simple cables, and then either a tripod or some kind of boom stand to mount the microphone to your desk. The direct box is about $80. The cables and tripod, you know, $10, $20 each, not expensive. And there are also some decent microphones in the $100 range. Like, definitely not as good as that one I mentioned, but still decent. I use the free software Audacity to record the episode. It has absolutely zero cost. My understanding is that if you're doing audio editing, there's some better paid tools available, but for recording at least, this is fine. And it works for me because I don't do the audio editing. I'm just responsible for content. I pass the files on to my wonderful production team. We'll talk to AC at the end of this episode, and he works all the magic in terms of the editing, adding the music, doing the mix, all that stuff. Now, I do take all this equipment with me when I travel, which I was a little bit worried about when I started, like, how's that process going to work? And I learned to do a little setup in the different hotels I'm staying at as I travel. I will say having a consistent environment is probably better for that kind of recording. So I'm grateful to AC and everybody on the other side who makes this sound better. But if you're not like me and not in five different cities a week, and you're also not trying to make a podcast every day, then that's probably not going to be a problem for you. So let's talk about content. If you're going to make a podcast, what kind of show are you going to make? So there are several different ways to construct the flow of a podcast. And this show is essentially a monologue, which is probably the least common of the three main categories. The other two main categories are interviews or conversations. So it's two voices or three voices. The point is, it's people going back and forth, usually answering questions or responding to the other person. And there's also a much more produced format like This American Life or Radiolab or a bunch of other shows that you may have heard. A lot of those shows focus on news or current events or analysis, but some of them also focus on telling a single story, usually over the course of a number of episodes. So you might have heard of or listened to Serial or S-Town. Those are kind of journalistic accounts, essentially, like an investigation into something, and then it kind of plays out over time. There's also a few fiction series like this. I listened to one a while back called Life After, which was something like a 6 to 10 episode story that just kind of unfolded. Now, I'm assuming that most people who are listening to this aren't thinking of doing something like that simply because there's just so much more work and process involved. So let's assume that your podcast is an interview show, maybe you and one other person, maybe you talking to guests, or you just trying to teach something. So one of those first two categories. I have a suggestion for you, like right from the beginning. And this is my suggestion to anybody who wants to start a podcast. Again, I'm not really an expert, but I do feel strongly that you should not make a catch-all, generic kind of lifestyle show that's just about whatever. I really think you should be specific. Interviews are great, but have some kind of clear structure around it. Do something different because there are so many tell me about your life shows. It's just been done over and over. And some of those shows that you may have heard of do this very well, but they've been doing it a long time. And they're kind of established leaders in that space. So you might have listened to On Being or Good Life Project or The Art of Charm. Those shows are extremely well done. They're very popular and they deserve their success. And so if you think you can do that format better than them, then go for it. But if not, think about something different. There's so many different paths you could go down. Think about something interesting that's different than, you know, tell me about your life. By the way, also in this category are like entrepreneurial origin stories. Been done like 100 times. My favorite books, you know, books that have influenced you. Same thing, been done over and over. Now, by the way, I just remembered something. Speaking of The Art of Charm, which is hosted by Jordan Harbinger, I've been on his show a couple times. It's the show that requires the most intense preparation that I have ever seen. And I've been a guest on hundreds of podcasts. Like, to go on Jordan's show, you have to complete this incredibly detailed like workflow questionnaire. When I first got it from his assistant or producer, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a lot of work. You know, like I have to give them 5 bullet points, topics, detailed stuff that I want to talk about on the show and why it's going to matter to their listeners. They also ask things like, what's something that you've never talked about in an interview before? They ask for 3 practical exercises to give to their audience and all kinds of other stuff. And I totally respect them for it because it makes the show much better. So there's no shortcut to that kind of hard work. But if there's anything that can kind of give you a boost in helping you stand out, it is to do something different. Change up the format somehow. Have guests on your show that are not as well known or haven't been on podcasts before, but yet still have an interesting message to share. Maybe teach something. Think about what you can teach and construct your podcast around that. What if you brought people in and taught them in real time so that you're showing one person, but the audience is learning through that process? There's probably some other ways to do it, but just, you know, first and foremost, try to be specific. And also, I think you should have an agenda. Your agenda is your mission, your purpose for the show. You're clear about that. You remind your audience of that. And your agenda should be something that not everyone relates to. Don't try to be all things to all people. Gretchen Rubin says, a strong voice repels as well as attracts. So in other words, if you're attracting some people and your voice, your message is resonating with some people, it probably means that other people aren't going to be attracted to it. They're not going to resonate with it. And that's okay. So content-wise, figure out what your mission is, decide on your format, think about how you're going to be specific and stand out, and don't be afraid to take a stand for something. I think that focusing on this kind of stuff is more important than thinking about the mechanics or the logistics or anything else, because you can always learn that other stuff as you go along, but your message is the most important. Okay, so what about business stuff? You know, how do podcasts make money? Podcasts make money in one of three different ways, or it could be more than one of the three ways. But the point is there are three main categories of how podcasts make money. First one and most common is advertising and sponsorship. That's the model we use with Side Hustle School. The show is free for everyone to enjoy, and that's possible because advertisers want to reach our listeners. And so we have these brief messages in every episode, which are usually non-intrusive. We try to work with companies that are a good match and providing valuable services. So in a lot of ways, it's a win-win for everyone because listeners get free content and the podcast is able to pay the bills. Now, the thing is, to enter the world of advertising or sponsorship, you usually need to be part of a network. Not always, but it does make things a lot easier. And you really need legit download numbers because that's how advertising is priced out. They look at how many download numbers you expect to have in each episode or by week or by month, whatever it is. And that's then reflected in the price of what the advertiser is paying. So when you're getting started, you might not be able to attract those big advertisers. There's still a couple options for you though, because first of all, if you do want to pursue advertising and sponsorship, what you want to do is offer exclusive sponsorship for a time. So in other words, you're not pricing it out based on download numbers. You're saying to a potential sponsor, hey, if you'll sponsor the show, you'll be the exclusive sponsor for whoever is listening for, you know, X period of time or maybe forever. That's one option. The other option, which might be easier and more common, is to create products and services. So you use your podcast as a means of connecting with people, but there's also something that you sell online. Maybe you have a teaching course that's a much deeper, more intense version of what you're sharing through the podcast. Maybe you do coaching or consulting. Maybe you have something else that you're selling. And that, of course, you can do right from the beginning. Doesn't mean you're going to sell a ton if not a lot of people are listening. But the point is, there's no quota that you have to get to. You don't have to go through any third parties. You don't have to think about negotiating with companies or anything like that. So if your goal is to start a podcast, whether you want to pursue advertising or not, eventually, you might want to think about creating your own product or service regardless. And then the last category is donations, basically like crowdfunding, asking your audience to support the show. There are different ways to do that. One of the most common resources these days is Patreon. Patreon.com, if I'm not mistaken. And that's an online platform, kind of like Kickstarter, but more focused on providing monthly support or otherwise ongoing support for people making creative projects. So another option. Now, I do want to make one personal observation about advertising. This is something I have really learned this year. I've never actually done any kind of advertising before. Like, my blog is ad-free. When I travel, I don't do any kind of sponsored trips. I produce a major event every year, and we have no corporate sponsors by design. And in each of those examples, it's not that I think advertising or sponsorship is bad. I just didn't want to mess with it, basically. It just seemed much cleaner to not do that. But when it came to the podcasting world, I was like, okay, this is how it works. Well, it seems like it's non-intrusive. And here's the thing. I was expecting some resistance to it. Like, I thought, oh, I'm going to get a bunch of complaints. True story. I'm recording this in November 2017. We started in January. More than 300 episodes so far. More than 10 million downloads so far. And guess how many complaints I've got? I think I've had two complaints from people. Two people have said, hey, I don't like the advertising. It's not that I thought everybody was going to hate it, but I was surprised at the near 100% acceptance of that as a model. So maybe that's a lesson for somebody else, because if you're thinking about going into this and you're like, well, I don't know about the advertising thing, well, take it from me. In my experience, as long as you do it intentionally and you make sure you're not going over the top, like, I think it would be a mistake to have like four advertisers on a 10-minute episode. That would not be super great. But if you're providing, you know, 95% content and there's 5% advertising, well, no problem. I even have people who email and have said at the tour events, like, thank you for the sponsors. I got the free trial and it actually really helped me. I'm still using this thing with WordPress or ShipStation or Skillshare or one of the others. And so I'm like, great. That's something I was wrong about in my expectations. And I'm happy to be wrong about it because it means that most people are having a good experience. Okay, so I went on Twitter a little while ago and I asked if people had questions about the podcast process, whether about mine or just podcasting in general. And I got about 15 to 20 questions in a pretty quick period of time. I'm going to narrow it down to five or six that I think are most reflective of what most people wanted to know. A lot of people ask, how much time does it take? Well, the thing to realize about Side Hustle School is it is a little unique because we do the show 7 days a week. And there's also a different story every day, as you know. The final product is pretty short, you know, less than 10 minutes long. But obviously, it takes a lot longer than 10 minutes to put everything together. So first of all, I'm not complaining. I'm totally happy to do it. Like, I love, love, love working on the show. I would say on average, I spend about 3 hours a day on it. Again, that's 7 days a week. And those are just the things that are kind of, you know, direct work on the podcast specifically. There's lots of other extraneous work that's connected in some way. But I would say in general, I spend 3 hours a day working on it. In a little while, we're going to check in with AC, my producer. I ask him about how long it takes him to produce an episode. And I think he said between an hour and 2 hours on his side for an average Side Hustle School episode. Meanwhile, my assistant Whitney is also spending at least an hour or two on every episode, some of them a lot more because she does all the show notes pages. She's also coordinating all of our episodes, our schedule, our upcoming content that's coming out. So like I said, it's a fair amount of work, but fortunately, you don't have to do that. I would imagine that the vast majority of people listening to this who actually do want to have a podcast don't want to do it that way, and that's totally fine. I understand. I'm just compulsive. So if you're going to do a weekly show, for example, and you're going to have two guests on every show, once you kind of get your process going, that might take, I don't know, 5 to 10 hours total, start to finish. It might take less than that if you're efficient. It really is just going to depend on your work style and what you're actually trying to accomplish with the show. Several people ask if I batch record or like how far in advance do I record? So I do batch record a little bit, but not a lot. It's not like once a month I'm going into a studio and then I'm recording 30 episodes. I pretty much do record almost every day, at least 4 to 5 days a week. So there are a couple days that I'm doing, you know, 2 to 3. But that also means I'm missing some days because of travel. So I recently went to Dubai. And when I went to Dubai, I had to fly, you know, 14 hours on Emirates there. The next day, I was completely booked up with an event I was speaking at. And then the day after that, I flew 14 hours back from Dubai to Seattle. And so that was a 3-day period in which I wasn't able to record. So I have to kind of plan ahead for stuff like that. Several people ask, where do we find the stories for the show? And that's a great question. We could use your help with that. We're not actually going out and soliciting. People are sending to us. And if you go to the sidehustleschool.com site, look at the about page. On the bottom, it says submit your side hustle story. Crazy thing happens. When you click that link, you can go to this page where you'll submit your side hustle story. And if we end up wanting to feature it on the show, somebody's going to follow up with some questions to learn a little bit more about your story and what we can take from it that's useful to other people, like how we can use your story to help other folks while also bringing some exposure to you or to that person as well. So these days, the majority of our stories are coming from people who are referring people, which is great. And then last, somebody asked, is it getting old? Like, do I get tired of making, you know, hundreds of episodes now? Guess what? I can tell you honestly, not at all. It is not getting old. I'm actually more excited about going into year two. When I add some things that I intended to do this year, but just ran out of time, it is not getting old at all. It is not something that I'm like, oh, got to record the podcast today before I can do, you know, what really matters to me. No, it's something I look forward to. I try to think about how to make each story relevant in a small way. And of course, I know some of them are going to be better than others, but that's always the goal, is, you know, forward motion, continuous improvement, and, you know, true story. I really like this. I'm really glad I started. If you've got other questions, let me know. I would love to be helpful if I can. At the end of the episode, I'll tell you where to send those questions. And I'll also mention that if you have a podcast of your own already, or if you start one at some point, I'd love for you to tell me about it so that I can pass some of those on to our whole community. In just a moment, you'll hear from AC Valdez, the executive producer of the show. I asked him for his top 3 tips for new podcasters. From his perspective of many years of doing audio editing and production, he has much more experience in this world than I do. And I think AC is actually on the line right now, but are you still there?
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I'm here. So my top 3 tips for podcasting. This could be a much longer list. So the first tip is how to help people find your podcast. And there are a few different ways, but I really feel like there are 2 exceptionally effective ways to help people find podcasts. One is hearing your voice on someone else's podcast. If you are guesting in other places, if you're networking, if you're meeting other people who host or produce, and you say, hey, do you need a guest to talk about X subject that I happen to be an expert in, and the interests overlap between your podcast and theirs, go for it. Just ask. A lot of people really kind of need guests, and a lot of people really want to hear what you have to say. And then, you know, you get a bit of exposure for your own listeners, and everybody cross-pollinates. It's great. It's healthy. And it kind of helps facilitate a community of podcasting that you really want to be part of. Tip number 2. Okay. Start narrow and then broaden out. So what do I mean by that? A lot of people will podcast trying to cover everything, trying to be everything to everyone. You can't really count on that as a good strategy. So when I mean go narrow, can you start a podcast about sports that then has implications about, you know, law or social justice or the next great thing that you want to buy because you're into X sport, anything like that? that's the kind of narrow mind frame that you need to get into, because you want to try to attract a subset of people who are interested in seeking out a specific thing. Tip number three, training yourself up with technical stuff. There are so many good resources out there. I'm going to give you two. One of them is Transom, TRANSOM.org. It has all sorts of resources as far as tools go, as far as story structure goes, as far as any other number of things you could think of that have to do with creating beautiful audio and creating good, compelling storytelling. The other resource that I'd recommend is checking out NPR's training website. If you just Google NPR training, it'll come up. There are all sorts of ideas and resources, and some of it gets very technical. You don't always need to worry about all of that. But if you have a question about how can I make myself sound cleaner? How can I make this phone line not sound quite as bad? How can I learn how to tell a story in three acts? NPR training offers a whole lot. So I would just recommend those as two really great places to start, where there's already tons written and recorded for you to use and learn from. So that's my three tips. I hope that really helps if you're looking to get out there. Thanks, Chris.
Awesome. Thanks so much again, AC. I really appreciate him jumping on. Who knows? Perhaps we'll hear more from him next year. That would be fun. Well, this extended episode is coming to a conclusion. As I said, thanks so much for being awesome. Thanks for listening. And I also said, if you have a podcast of your own, I would love to hear about it. We're going to do a little roundup in an upcoming episode. I'm going to tell our community about the podcast that other people in the community are making. So if you've got one, write me at podcast@sidehustleschool.com. Tell me the name of your show, who you make it for, and what you hope to accomplish with it. Once again, that's podcast@sidehustleschool.com. And of course, if you have any questions, you could send them there too. As I'm recording this, the day is coming to an end over here. Whatever time of day it is for you and your part of the world, I hope you are well. We have got so much more coming up in the days, weeks, and months to come. I hope you will continue to join me for it. This is Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.